Celebrations of the Philadelphia Orchestra's 40th anniversary tour to China have begun with the kind of fanfare usually associated with rock stars. Upon landing at the Shanghai airport for a two-week tour, the jet-lagged musicians were greeted by TV camera crews and key figures from the original visit, including a 92-year-old Chinese flutist who had composed a new piece for the occasion. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports from China.
The people are just about all that remains of that which first greeted the Philadelphia Orchestra in 1973. The towering cities now look like the science fiction movie Blade Runner. The orchestras are no longer ragtag groups struggling to parse Beethoven. Maybe that's why the memories of this crucial time are considered so valuable as related through an interpreter in a squeaky airport microphone.
I still remember that this opera and performance were very much very well received. The performance was a great hit.
That is Lin Yang Yang, conductor of the famous ballet The White-Haired Woman that was performed for the Philadelphians in 1973 when the two sides were very much still getting to know each other. Back then, there were no tall buildings. Everything was close to the ground. Bicycles rather than Ferraris. No grass, just packed dirt. And no flies. Mao Zedong had been on an anti-insect crusade and issued fly swatters to the public. When offstage and on the street, the Philadelphians drew crowds of gawkers, especially harpist Margarita Montanaro.
I was wearing a dress, and obviously over there, all the Chinese just wore their mono jackets. Women and men looked alike, dark gray, navy, that was it. So the first day when we arrived, we went on and we walked on the street, and it was like one of these huge avenues filled with people, and they all just made like a semicircle around me. And
she and her husband Donald, an orchestra clarinetist, witnessed one of those magic moments when then-Philadelphia Orchestra music director Eugene Ormandy visited a local orchestra.
At that time, we were invited to a rehearsal of the Beijing Symphony, and they were rehearsing the Beethoven Fifth. And the conductor conducted for a while, and then he asked Ormandy if he would like to conduct the orchestra. And it was really an amazing difference when Ormandy conducted.
The moment was caught by documentary filmmakers. Ormandy's relationship with Madame Mao was more problematic. The two, in fact, had a standoff, recalled violinist Herb Light. Ormandy had planned to play Beethoven's Fifth. Madame Mao wanted the Sixth.
We found out as we went that, you know, Madame Mao ran the show. There's no doubt about that. She insisted we play number Six, of course, which is much more bucolic, and we didn't have the music. So they scrambled and tried to find parts after Ormandy relanded, and they found a set of parts to the Beethoven Six, and they were all handwritten, full of mistakes.
Less known is the story about the orchestra's wild bus ride after a concert.
All of a sudden, the bus driver turns around, goes back, and starts racing back. Well, nobody explained to us what was going on or so on. Well, it turned out that Madame Mao wanted to have her picture taken with the orchestra.
Still, everyone remained impressed with Madame Mao, from Ormandy to current violinist David Booth, who still has a silk envelope full of lotus seeds that she gave him.
She was very charming and very pleasant. Of course, she couldn't speak a word of English. I mean, you know, we just basically bowed and shook hands, and she'd present us with this envelope with the seeds in it.
What we now know about that era of extreme communism makes the survival of art, music, and musicians all the more remarkable, especially that of flutist Liu Chunlin. He played for the orchestra members in 1973, and there he was again on Wednesday at age 92, performing three festival dances on a Chinese folk flute. It was written for the press event, but it's something you'd want to hear at any occasion.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.